From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poor weather Wednesday prevented Iraqi forces from advancing toward the city of Mosul. Troops were holding their positions on the city's eastern border as high humidity and clouds limited visibility for drones and other aircraft. Troops hope to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group, which has been dominated by the which has dominated the region for several years. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. He said rebels would be allowed to leave the city via two new corridors, one leading to the Turkish border and the other to the city of Idlib. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons. Six other exits will be available to civilians who wish to evacuate. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to children living at the Calais migrant camp. UN Committee on the Rights of the Child is calling on both countries to take measures to ensure children receive appropriate assistance. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday, the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. Amnesty International says staff at its Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their office sealed with a notice from municipal officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the doors of its office in the Russian capital had been changed and no explanation was given. Amnesty International Europe Director John Dalhuizen said he hoped that a simple administrative explanation was available. A Kremlin spokesman said he knew nothing about the office closure. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are accusing each other of being unfit for the U.S. presidency. At a campaign stop Wednesday in Florida, Trump said Clinton's election would create an unprecedented and protracted constitutional crisis. Clinton is under investigation for her handling of national security materials during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Clinton, meanwhile, headed Wednesday to the western state of Arizona, where a growing Hispanic population opposed to Trump's immigration proposals is believed to give her a chance to win. Arizona has voted for Republican presidential candidates in 15 of the last 16 elections. Clinton also planned a campaign in Nevada. Meanwhile, the latest Washington Post ABC News opinion poll shows the race deadlocked at 46%, but polling analysts still give Clinton the edge. An analysis of satellite data suggested that no one was flying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean in March 2014. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau released the report Wednesday as experts gathered in Sydney to assess possible future searches for the plane, which disappeared with 239 people aboard. The Australian investigators believe the plane likely flew on autopilot for a time before running out of fuel and crashing into the ocean. The flight was en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it went missing. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office, demanding that he resign. Thousands of protesters from the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters Party smashed cars and windows as they marched toward the Union Buildings, South Africa's seat of government. The protests took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption group released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. A judge ordered the release of the report Wednesday after Mr. Zuma dropped a legal bid to keep it out of the public eye. The report examines accusations that Mr. Zuma boosted the financial interests of a wealthy family by allowing them to choose cabinet members. Pope Francis has ruled out women's ordination into the priesthood, saying that the Roman Catholic Church ban on women becoming priests will never be changed. Francis made the remark Tuesday aboard a plane on his way back to Rome from Sweden. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Des Moines, Iowa, have a suspect in custody who may be responsible for the ambush-style killings of two police officers early Wednesday. Des Moines Police Department spokesman Paul Parizek said the suspect is named Scott Michael Green and that he is a 46-year-old white male. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.